Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is about Shopify's AI coding agent, River, and why its design constraint might be the most important part. Nearly 6,000 Shopify employees have used River across more than 4,000 Slack channels, and it now co-authors roughly 1 in 8 merged pull requests across the company.
What makes River different is that it only works in public Slack channels. No direct messages, no private groups. Every session becomes a visible transcript that Shopify can search and mine for patterns. The company feeds those patterns back into River's skills, prompts, and defaults. So one engineer's hard-won fix at 2 a.m. becomes the next engineer's starting point at 4 p.m. The work leaves a trace, and the organization gets smarter without developers having to write documentation after the fact.
Here's a number worth noting. 60,000 open source projects now use agents.md files, according to GitHub analysis. But researchers at ETH Zurich tested whether those context files actually help coding agents and found they often reduce task success while increasing inference cost by more than 20%.
OpenAI announced it helped found the Appia Foundation, hosted by the Linux Foundation. Appia will develop open, modular specifications to translate international AI standards into practical assessment criteria across the AI value chain. OpenAI says the work can help create a shared technical language that allows national and international institutions to trust each other's evaluations of advanced AI systems.
The foundation's goal is to make safety and security assessment practices interoperable across organizations and jurisdictions. OpenAI already participates in several standards efforts, ISO committees, NIST-led consortiums, and the Frontier Model Forum. But Appia is focused specifically on translating those standards into something third parties can actually use to check conformity.
Anthropic, AWS, and Microsoft are among companies forming a new alliance to tackle open source security flaws. The coalition aims to coordinate vulnerability discovery, remediation, and disclosure for critical open source software, with a focus on widely used AI and infrastructure components.
The group says it will publish its first vulnerability reports and patching guidance within the next quarter.
The information reports that Amazon is weighing using OpenAI's models and its own Nova models to cut costs after Anthropic raised prices for using its models in Amazon products. Amazon's internal analysis reportedly shows potential savings in the tens of millions of dollars annually by shifting some workloads.
CIO Dive reports that nearly two-thirds of organizations lack adequate IT asset visibility to control AI costs, according to Flexera. The firm says AI sprawl and token consumption are ratcheting up tech overspending, with unmanaged AI usage now a top three driver of cloud cost overruns. Meanwhile, the Decoder reports that Amazon engineers are already distilling Anthropic models into smaller, cheaper versions for internal use ahead of next year's shift to token-based pricing.
One thing to try is exploring Cursor's browser and debugger features if you're working on client projects. Developers on Reddit say they use both extensively, especially for older sites.
The browser tab is useful for making aesthetic changes to Shopify and WordPress theme files. Developers report they often skip launching local servers entirely, instead using the browser feature with live sites and letting the LLM handle updates. For debugging, Cursor's approach lets the AI craft hypotheses, insert logging snippets, and systematically isolate bugs using loops and logging to validate fixes. One developer noted they now start any debugging session by asking Cursor to generate a hypothesis first, which often points them in the right direction much faster than manual inspection.
That's Compact Conversations for Tuesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.